When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John. Today, I would like to talk to you about the topic of depression. Really, when it comes down to it, depression is the opposite to mania in terms of looking at bipolar disorder as a whole. I spoke a few episodes ago about mania and the intensity, the neurons firing, the excitability, the intensity, the energy, just over the top everything. Everything's so fast moving, so passionate, and so invigorating, and just, it's out of this world. Opposite to that is depression. And bipolar depression, you might have heard it as depression or bipolar depression. There's also unipolar depression, which is a different diagnosis. Really, when it comes down to it, though, the symptoms of depression are the same. The big distinction here I'd like to make, though, is depression is not sadness. I want that to be very clear. Sadness is an emotion that everyone experiences in their lifetime. It's on the normal range of human emotions that you'll experience if, let's say, for example, you lose a loved one, something bad happens, doesn't go your way, somebody treats you bad. That sadness is a reactionary response that is normal. Depression is different in that it's a diagnosable illness. So when it comes to bipolar depression, it's even more different because it's episodic, which means with bipolar disorder, you can have episodes of mania, and you can have episodes of depression. And the medical community further defines the depression part of bipolar disorder as bipolar depression. With a diagnosis of depression, you need it. The diagnosis has to first come from a medical professional, but the symptoms do mimic that of sadness, but again, they're more intense. When you get sad and you feel down after like a bad relationship breakup or a bad, breakup, it takes time, but you'll get over that. There's things that you can do to get your mind off it and so forth. With bipolar depression, you actually need to treat it some way to feel better. And just because you start to feel better doesn't guarantee it won't come back again. Because like I said, they're episodes. So generally speaking, if you are type 1 bipolar disorder, which is what I am, when you get manic, generally speaking, after that, after you peak and start to come down, then you go into a depression. Again, that's not always the case, but it is most often the case. With bipolar depression, symptoms include hopelessness, being down, feeling sad. You can feel sad and everything slows down. It's almost like, I remember seeing an advertisement when I was younger for, it was some sort of candy bar with caramel and chocolate, and they had the whole pool full of caramel. And there were two people in there, and they were trying to walk through it, and they could not because the caramel was so, so thick. And I remember thinking to myself, man, that's a good metaphor for depression, because everything slows down almost to nothing. I mean, you have no energy, you have no motivation. Some people, they get they sleep too much, or they don't sleep enough, like they get insomnia, and that can go either way. And the same goes with appetite. Some people get really, really hungry, and they start to eat a lot, and others don't at all. Food looks gross. It doesn't taste good. It's just not something that they want to partake in. The other thing, too, is with bipolar depression, I personally have experienced this myself, but having suicidality, like you think about suicide, and when you actually become suicidal is when you actually start to hash out a plan and so forth. And that's when things are get really, really bad, is when you get down to the thinking about the death, thinking about ways to end stuff, to get your all your different things in order so you can kind of move on from here. But the thing is, with that suicidal thinking and behavior and stuff, the whole idea of treating bipolar disorder proactively is when you do get into a depression, that you don't dip so low that you feel like you're in so much pain that you need to end it. So I know this from firsthand experience through finding medication that helps, getting on a good routine of sleeping, going to bed and getting up at the same time each day, and eating well throughout the day as well. And when I say eat well, everybody says that, but what does that look like? Don't overeat. You know, at lunchtime, if you're going to have a sandwich and like an apple. You don't have to dish three huge spoonfuls of mashed potatoes and a huge steak and, you know, overeat. That's the biggest thing. You don't want to overeat or undereat as well, because the whole idea is to find food that will maintain your sugar levels so they don't spike and they don't tank, because your sugar levels will contribute to your mood instability or keeping it stable. So back to the depression, when you do these things and you focus on the basic building blocks of survival, everybody knows you need to have good sleep. You need to have a good, healthy breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks. You need to drink lots of water. You need to exercise on a daily basis. But generally speaking, those of us with a mental illness have issues with those basic building blocks. I guess that's what you would call them, basic building blocks of survival. You need to make sure, especially when you live with bipolar disorder, depression, or any other mental illness, that you need to get on top of all of those. You need to make sure that you're not letting any of them go by the wayside. Because trust me, it will make your life a lot easier. You'll be able to treat your illness, your bipolar disorder, your depression. In this case, I'm talking about depression with this episode, that it'll make the episode less intense and the symptoms won't overtake you. You know, it'll be, hopefully the episode won't be as long and they'll be fewer and farther in between. In the end, that's what we want. That's the whole idea, is to manage this so you can start living the life that you want, which I've come to the point where I know what I need to do on a daily basis to take care of myself so I can do what I want in life. Hopefully, some of these ideas about depression, bipolar depression, have given you some ideas. Maybe you have a better, hopefully it'll give you a better grasp of what it is. Take care. If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.